This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And a check-in with one of the Republican candidates for governor, Bob Tiernan, joining us. Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. How are you doing?
Doing good on a Monday. And how do you think your campaign is going right now?
Oh, I think it's going very well. Definitely with 19 candidates running for governor, more like a soccer team. I'm definitely one of the top three, and ballots go out next week, and that's the first lap of the race, and there we go for 2 weeks, and in May 17th we find out who wins.
Let's talk about your background. Remind folks, if they didn't hear our prior conversation, a little bit more about what you've done in prior years and what led you to run for governor this year.
Well, what led me to run, that's an easy one. The number one problem in Oregon is we have lacked leadership, the leadership to solve the problems that are dogging the state. And the obvious ones are the growing crime, the lawlessness, the riots, the homeless, our schools going downhill. We're still ranked, one of the worst schools, K through 12 in the country. Our problems just aren't being solved. And it takes a leader to do that. And to answer your question about my background, I have the experience. I think I'm the only candidate that has the experience that solves problems. I'm currently still working, but I ran major companies, multi-million and billion-dollar companies. One right there, real close, Cottage Grove, is as president of Grocery Outlet, president, chief operating officer. And if we didn't solve problems every week, we would be out of business. We had, when I was president, 120 stores. I grew it to 145 stores, fixed the major problems. The company was going downhill, and I turned it around. I went on to a second company that was a little larger than Fred Meyer's, did the same thing there. But that's what I do. In my military career, 28 years in the Navy, I came out as a commander. I was a targeting officer, and we solved problems every time I went on active duty. If we didn't solve the problem, it was not an option. You solved it. You didn't go there and say, hey, sorry, sir, can't fix this. No, we had to get the job done. There's no excuses. And then my legislative career in Oregon, I was a state legislator from 92 to 97, chairman of the Crime and Corrections Committee, chairman of the General Government Committee. I was a leader there, and we made Oregon, when I was chairman of the Crime and Corrections Committee, we made Oregon safer. And when the liberal Democrats, blocked our best bill, which was taking the seven most serious felonies and putting a stiff sentence behind them, they killed it. But I rolled it out to a ballot measure called Ballot Measure 11 and took it right to the people, and it passed. And that's the law today in Oregon. And it's one reason why our communities are safer, because we had a 50% reduction in the most serious felonies, rape, robbery, murder. And that's what I do. I solve problems. That's why I'm the best candidate for governor. I will solve our state's problems.
If you are elected, if you get through the primary process and then go on to win the general, what's going to be your top priorities your first month in?
Well, my first priority is to create change. And that is there's probably about 30 to 40 agency heads that need to go. We got a clean house. We've had some people who've been running our state agencies that, simply put, are not qualified to do the job. They've been political appointees, and, they may have other talents, but it's not running agencies. And the power of the governor is, first off, to appoint those people that's going to run the critical elements of government. And we need to clean house. The most important issue is making Oregon safer. Our state government's number one job is to make people safe in their communities. And that means that in their parks, in their recreational activities. And Oregon is slipping out of control with lawlessness. And it's just not in the Portland metro area. It's going everywhere. The cutting off of catalytic converters, the smash and goes, smashing car windows and grabbing everything on the inside. The grab and goes, going to retail stores and just walking out with stuff. That's lawlessness. And it has to stop. We have to reinforce our rule of law and make our communities safer all around this state. That's the number one. Number two is resolve the homeless crisis. That's ridiculous that we haven't been able to do that. that will happen in short order. And the third one, the big one, is also our schools, school choice, giving parents options, making sure parents are in control of their kids and not the the school districts. Those are my three big ones. I'll focus on those till we get a result. And that's what I do, and that's what my experience has been, is solving big problems.
What do you think about the state's financial situation in terms of the amount of money coming in, going out? What changes would you make in priorities?
Well, our whole budget system in the state of Oregon is upside down. We have plenty of money. In fact, we have too much money. And, you know, we're raising taxes just to continue to fund the 7 and 8% automatic increases in all of our agencies across the board. There's just no accountability for how our agencies and how our state government is spending the money. And I mean accountability by saying, if we give you $1 million, how'd you spend it? Did it solve the problem that you were supposed to solve? Did it take care of it? Did you push it to a solution? Was there a more efficient way to do it? Do we need to do something else? None of these questions are ever asked. What happens is they just continue to add 7 more percent, 7 more percent, 7 more percent. And that is not the way you budget. That's not the way you should be spending our taxpayer dollars. And I think our state has more than enough money. We just need to spend it better.
How have you been with your campaign? How active have you been out there going around Oregon?
Oh, my God. If I told you what I just did last week, I think your eyeballs would pop out. I started in Portland. I went down to Medford and had a big speaking with the county party. Then I drove over to Klamath Falls. Then the next day I went up to Portland, had a short speaking engagement there, went to the Dalles that night for a three-county roundtable discussion, and the next morning I drove down to Brookings. Oh, my gosh. And had another great discussion there with a group of about 70 Republicans. And the next morning I got up at 5 o'clock and drove back up to Portland, and I jumped on a plane to go see my 90-year-old parents in the Bay Area for Easter. So, yeah, I would say I put on about 2,000 miles in my car just last week. So I'm getting around.
So as we look towards the ballots coming out soon, for people that are beginning to contemplate perhaps even more exactly how they're going to cast their vote in a crowded field, how do you connect them to your website, your social media? How can they find out more about you?
Well, just go to my website. Everything's on there. It's bobtiernan.com. It's Bob, T-I-E-R-N-A-N.com, or Google me. And I'm the only candidate that has their resumes on their website. Look at my website. It's just not a bunch of baloney. That's hardcore. I did not make the resume up for this for running for governor. That is me. I have the experience to solve our problems. I am a no baloney guy. I am a leader. My 28 years in the Navy, I simply put, I got things done. And it's just disgusting to me how we can't solve our state's problem. And we need to take the rudder, as we would say in the Navy, and move it and shove it in the other direction. And that's the kind of policies. We need common sense policies. We need to think about people. We need to protect, you know, our right to life. We need to be able to buy guns. We need to be able to exercise our individual freedoms without the government telling us, no, you can't do that. So I look forward to the challenge. I won't call it going to be fun, but I will get the job done, and I will turn this state around. That's what I do. That's what I've proven. That's what you'll see when you go to my website.
All right, Bob Tiernan, out of time for now, but thanks for being on this morning.
Hey, thank you. Really appreciate it. And good morning, Roseburg.
All right, Bob Tiernan there. 8:40, that wraps up the morning conversation. News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.